Good morning, brothers and sisters. I am Pastor Sebastian von Rensburg, and I greet you again with this verse. I greet you with the grace and peace that comes from God our Father and our Master, Jesus Christ. We continue with Psalm 103 from verse 15 to 18, and our theme for today is praise for eternal life. From verse 15 to 18, we read as follows. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant, and remember to obey his precepts. We know that as for man, his days are like grass, are like grass. The strophe from verse 15 to 18 is an emphasis on the eternality of God and the insignificant finitude of mankind. The same metaphor is used several times in the Old Testament, in Job 14, Psalm 19, Isaiah 40, and in the New Testament, 1 Peter chapter 1. If man lives out his few days, he is cut down at last, and it is far more likely that he will wither before he comes to maturity, or be plucked away on a sudden, long before he has fulfilled his time. When man dies and is gone from his old haunts, his dear home, and his daily labors, he will never return to this world again. Every day people are dying, young and old, sick or healthy. Death does not differentiate between class. Friends, time is not in your hands. Make time to at least to know this loving God who cares about you. These verses contains a threefold series which describes mankind's need to respond to God's initiating love. Those who fear him, those who keep his covenant, and those who remember his precepts to do them. The loving kindness of the Lord, this refers to his covenant, faithfulness. From everlasting to everlasting, the Lord changes not. He has mercy without end, as well as without beginning, and his righteousness to children. We learn from parts of the Pentateuch, this is the first five books of the Bible, which Moses wrote, that God verses the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and the fourth generation, Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5 verse 9. However, for those who love him, he verses his blessings to the thousandth generation. Faith and faithfulness in the Lord moves through families, and as do sin and rebellion. Now to do them, obedience is crucial to the covenant. The sovereign God initiates it and sets limits but demands that his people obey. This concept of hearing God's word and then obeying it is the Hebrew word Shema. Jesus made the same points in Luke 6 verse 46. Why do you call me Lord when you won't obey me? I also, this person, why do we call him Lord while we don't obey him? Let's pray together. Lord, one day, from now on, we will die from AIDS or sickness or an accident of whatever that might be. I pray that we will die in your everlasting love to be with you forever. We pray for our families who love their lives if there is no life after death, if there is no heaven or hell. Have mercy on our families. Please take away thy blindness so that they may see your glorious light of the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.